Two more things, sir. I know you're a busy chap. One is, I kind of love what you did with the UAE. You gave them dollar swap lines. They weren't in trouble, but they're part of the dollar group now, not the yuan or the petro yuan group. And they're leaving OPEC. They can produce a couple million barrels more per day, from maybe 2.5 million to as much as 5 million. The UAE has chosen to side with the United States in the dollar block. I think that's most significant. Whatever you did, whatever you have up your sleeve, Mr. Bessin, I think is a pretty clever play.
Look, the UAE and several other Gulf countries and some of our Asian allies have requested swap lines. And to be clear, Larry, that a swap line is not a bailout, that it is just a swap for U.S. dollars for the local currency at a fixed price. It is either done from the Fed or Treasury to the central bank. It is the ironclad credit. You know, these are some of the most liquid countries in the world, and they just asked for the swap line as another layer of prevention and safety. So we are happy to support our allies during this time. And you know, this is when, during a conflict, we stand by them, and we show our support both militarily and economically. And you know, the UAE has made the decision to get out of OPEC, which is why I'm confident that once we get on the other side of this conflict, that we will see oil prices and gasoline prices lower than they were when the conflict began. And if you look at the forward crude market, it's telling you the same thing.
I mean, they've basically chosen free markets over price controls. And my guess, I don't know, Venezuela, Ecuador, Nigeria, they may follow suit. The Abraham Accords may go a lot lower. The dollar system, you've always been a strong dollar guy. That's why I think this is a great move. I'm not sure people understand just how important this UAE thing is, but I wanted to highlight it.